Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Just wrapped up an amazing interview with Blair Enns over on Forecast. You should see that hit your feed pretty soon. I'm going to accelerate the conversation in the schedule because I think it was so important. I've got to get it into your hands. So if you're not subscribed to Forecast, head over to your favorite podcast player, wherever you're listening to this probably, and search for Forecast Marketing. You'll see a blue image there. They'll say Forecast on it. Hit subscribe and you should see Blair Enns' interview show up somewhere in the near future. But, I don't want to talk to you about what we talked about on the show. That was about pricing strategy and it was brilliant and you can look forward to that. But I want to talk to you about something that Blair and I chatted about before we went live in today's interview. And that was, balancing, having young kids and building a business. I was happy to hear that Blair has 4 kids of his own, the youngest of which is about 16 years old. And when I heard that, I had to ask him because I'm now any day away from becoming a father of 3. My wife is expecting our 3rd child literally as of the time of this recording, any day now. By the time this goes out, the show will be over and the baby will have been born. But at the time of this recording, it's any day now. And in fact, according to this morning's doctor's appointment, it's probably any hour now. It's pretty much imminent. And so, I've talked about this on the show before. I'm always having this struggle of balancing business and family, right? Growing a consulting business. I think I'm in my 4th year now, so fairly early on in the journey. Lots of things happening, lots of growth, lots of priorities, lots of opportunities. There's no shortage of things to keep me busy on the business front. And at the same time, there's no shortage of things to keep me busy on the personal front, right? Gonna have 3 kids, very active and busy personal life and family life. And both are important. And I struggle to manage the two. I struggle to balance the two. And so I asked Blair, what's your best advice? And he said, look, in the beginning, when he launched his consulting business and his kids were young, he viewed the consulting business as more of a lifestyle business. So he put his kids first. He put his family first. He tried to maximize the amount of quality time he could spend with them, going to their sporting events and really being there as a father. And he made his business fit around that. I mean, those aren't his exact words, but that's what I got out of it. He made his business fit around the personal responsibilities that he had and his desire to spend time with his children. And then once the kids were older and they got to a point where they didn't really need as much of his time anymore as kids do, then he really shifted his focus and went, kind of all in on the business. And that's about the time that he shifted his focus from consulting to training. And then him and his wife, who's also his business partner, really focused on growing the business. Because what they needed to do at that point was, in his words, make up for lost time. In the sense that they knew that they weren't making as much money in the early days as they could have because they were prioritizing their kids and their family. And so as a result, revenue wasn't where they would have wanted it to be, although it seems like he led a very comfortable lifestyle and was successful by most standards. But at the same time, they did sacrifice revenue to be able to spend time with the kids and spend time with the family. So now that the kids are older, Blair's gone all in and he's really focusing on maximizing revenue to make up for that lost time. And the reason I wanted to share this with you is because, first of all, I was so happy to hear this, right? Because, I see one of my limiting beliefs, frankly, is that I see all these people who are doing the same thing that I'm doing, but they either don't have families or they don't have kids and they don't have as many responsibilities as I do. And I've got this kind of invisible script that is really, really dangerous, but it creeps up every now and then that says something to the effect of, well, you can't be as successful as those people because you have other responsibilities. Right? You can't do what they do because you've got kids, you've got a growing family, blah, 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 blah. And so I was happy to hear Blair's story because, look, it reinforced to me that I don't need to feel guilty about prioritizing my family now. And I asked Blair, frankly, I said, look, do you have any regrets? And he said, no, none at all. I spent time with my family when I needed to. And now that I have the time, I'm spending my time building the business. And look, the opposite isn't true for most people. The most common regret that you'll hear from people later on in their careers is, in the early days when my kids were young, when I was growing a family, I spent way too much time at the office. I was too focused on my business, or I was too focused on my career. And there's a lot of regret that comes with that because you just can't get those years back. And if you have any young children, then you'll know what I mean, right? It's like every year as they grow up, it's like, you're never going to get this back. You know, they're only one once, they're only two once, they're only three once, they're only four once. And, you know, when you're having more kids, you have the good fortune of looking forward to the next kid hitting those milestones. But eventually, like, it comes to an end, right? They're never going to be young again. They're never going to be that age again. And if you don't spend the time with them in those early formative years, you're going to regret it. I've never met anybody that hasn't said if they sacrificed time with family in those early years that they didn't regret it. And I've never met anybody that's, you know, really invested in spending time with their families and their kids in those early years that has said that they regret it. So I was really happy to hear this from Blair because it validated for me that, look, I don't need to kill myself growing the business today. That doesn't in any way reflect on my ambitions or my abilities. There will be a time to kill myself investing in the business. It's not today. Today, the focus needs to be on my family, on my kids, spending good quality time with them when I can, when they're young, when they need me. And my business needs to fit around all of that. And if that means I don't make as much money today as I could, so be it. You know, that is a sacrifice that I'm willing to make any day of the week. And I think the lesson for you is just think about where you are in your life. Because we're all at different stages. We all have different circumstances. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about kids. Maybe you relate to that. Maybe you don't at all. That's not my point. My point is think about where you are in your life and think about where your priorities should be. I meet a lot of young people. Some of them are my family, some friends who ask me for advice. And maybe they're not married yet. They don't have a significant other. Or maybe they're married. They don't have kids yet. And I look at them and I say, you've got all the time in the world. Because I remember what it was like when I was at your life stage and you've got all the time in the world. And my message to them is you should be killing it right now. You should be really focusing on building your career, building your business, whatever you're doing in life, whether it's a business or you're employed, you should be killing it. You should be striving for excellence. You should be really maximizing the time that you have because there will come a point where you're not going to have that kind of time anymore. At the same time, I see clients of mine and colleagues and friends and peers who are ahead of me in life. You know, maybe their kids are older. And now they're at a point where, like Blair, they can really invest a lot in their business, in their careers, and in their work, because that's they're afforded that opportunity given their stage in life. And I'm where I am, and you're where you are. So, you know, I think the lesson here is figure out where you are in life, figure out where your priorities should lie given that life stage, and then own it and have no regrets, because wherever you are now, if you do what you really should be doing in the moment, you're not going to have any regrets. And if that means you scale back on the business, that's fine. There will come a point where you can scale up on the business. And if that means that right now you should be focusing more on the business, then know that there will come a point in time where you need to pull back a little bit. So make the most of the time that you have. And more importantly, make the most of the period of life that you're in. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.